spoken to the team, and apparently you're supposed to make contact via your solicitor.
No, that's rubbish. The case is over, yeah, and I've won the case. I'm a client of yours under the Housing Act 1985. I'm a client of yours under the leasehold reforms act. Yeah, under my Equality Act, under Equality Act 2010 and diversity, you can't say that I am different from everybody else, and because I understand what I represent and I'm not an idiot, that I've got to talk to through a solicitor to you. I don't care if the rest of the people are mugs and that you don't treat them like that. Yeah, I want to speak to the executive. I don't want you to pass me down. I want you to pass me upwards. That's who you're protecting, because that's what your job is. Yeah, you are there for the chief executive's unit. I don't want to speak to no ASB worker. I want to speak to somebody in an executive position within the company that you represent. Yeah, who signs your checks? Yeah, I want to speak.
The thing is that they're only going to say that, because that's the recommendations, that you contact us by your solicitor.
But why would I have to contact you through a solicitor? Any other person could put an official complaint in. You have complaints lines. Solicitors don't phone up your complaint line. I'm phoning up your complaint line. I'm phoning you above your complaint line. And I'm putting in a direct complaint to yourself. Do not make me come down to your offices and serve you lot paperwork, I'm telling you. If I serve you lot paperwork, you're never turning back again, and you're not walking back into your offices tomorrow. Yeah, I'm putting you into prison, and I'm not playing about with you. Yeah, this is your chances now, yeah. I've got you on recording. I've asked you to be responsible and have duty of care. I'm telling you, I've been held hostage in my house. Yeah, what was more important to you on the phone call when I felt disrespect was you said, do you know what? Call me back after the holidays. Did you have a nice Christmas? Did you have a nice New Year's? Because I was sitting in my flat having a heart attack. I was sitting in it, yeah, like I've wrote to you before and explained in 2014, I have a bad heart. Yeah, I really am having a bad heart. I've turned anorexic because you've still left the family upstairs that ain't even secure tenants upstairs, yeah? And they're banging at me. Yesterday, I had the police here. I put the phone through the letterbox, yeah, because I had to go upstairs. I phoned the police and asked the police, these people are banging at me. You can hear them banging upstairs at me through the floorboards on the recording on the dictator. I go upstairs, I knock on the door because the police say they're not coming here. The police refuse to come here. They don't care if there's a child upstairs. They said, we've got to deal with it ourselves. Yeah, because they're in that much trouble. I went back upstairs, yeah, after your injunction order, knocked on the door. The young boy that's been staying in that house longer than 14 days, which is a breach of your condition, yeah, he ain't a tenant. They're not secure tenants upstairs. They're temporary accommodation, Walthamstow. Since 2014, they've had some bloke who's 30 years old sleeping in their front room. He's the one that was attacking me. I never knew he was sleeping in there till 2017. I've got it on recording, because you don't know I've got cameras in the corridor. You can watch him going upstairs every day. He pretended to me that he lived in the flat opposite, yeah? So when I'm when these are attacking me upstairs, I think there's a baby up there. I'd be irresponsible for me to go in that door and in self-defense or to do anything like that. So I stayed away from their house and wrote to Hughes lot and asked Hughes lot to protect me, yeah? Now in 17, the neighbors opposite him said, nah, he ain't living with us. He's nothing to do. He's been in that front room and it's him that's been doing it to you. I got another woman after Shannon and I got her pregnant. We had a child in her stomach and unborn child, and he was banging and he killed my unborn child. Yesterday, after speaking to the police and them refusing to get involved, I went upstairs and knocked on their door to ask them to stop assaulting me. Before I knocked on their door, I looked through their letterbox with my camera and started recording. You can see the Matthew Illigan's wife and the 30-year-old man in the front room, and they're banging on the front room floor on the laminated flooring, which is a breach of tenancy, which I've been asking for you to get lifted, yeah? I've got the video evidence of them attacking me. Then when I knocked on the door and said, what are you doing? Why are you attacking me like this? This is against my human rights. The boy come over with the phone. He starts going to us. I go to him, you're the one that killed my baby. You're the boy that was sleeping. He goes, yeah, I'm the one that killed your baby. He starts nodding his head on camera. I've got all of this on camera and I want you to do something about it. Move them out of the flat. Yeah, why have you left them there all this time and I've been telling you what they've done to me? Yeah? Yeah, they're not secure tenants. Get them out of that flat now and protect me. I can't wake up. Every time I hear them upstairs, I shiver. Yeah, if I go to the toilet, she's flushing the toilet above my fucking head. Yeah? You're fucking out of order. You've used them like a knife you've used your clients like knives and they've been happy to be used. Yeah? And you've let this happen, abuse of process and abuse of position for fucking long enough. Yeah, I fucking want to kill myself because of you lot. Yeah, because what, you fucking take all this money? Heather, yeah? Do your job and get me an executive, please. Or call the EGM meeting because yous have agreed to this, to happening. Holding me hostage in my house, and then on top of holding me hostage in my house, you're letting your clients attack me because I'm phoning yous not trying to get disciplinary action for what you've done wrong in the beginning. You're avoiding justice.
All I've been told you're avoiding is that you justice. Need to do it via your solicitor. There's nothing else I can help you
I'm
with.
I'm phoning, making the complaint to your complaints department. You! I'm making a complaint to your complaints department. Forget the solicitor. You have a legal department in your place. I want your legal department to pick up my case. Stop being biased in your decisions and come and look at my evidence. I want you to take prosecution against your clients upstairs who are living under the nominal laws. Yeah, they're not secure tenants. In my tenancy, it says the last thing you're going to do is try and kick me out. Yeah, but Lemmy went and had 4 meetings with next doors and he's never had 1 meeting with me when all he had to do was look on their... That was in 16 because they phoned about a set of tyres and about me saying I'm going to get Stan supposedly. Yeah, you look at all he had to do was look at all the emails from 14 that me and my mum have been saying about my heart and the rest of it. And he should have come and met me and he should have met Lemon, took statements of both sides. You can't go in Stan's house but tell me you're not going to come in my house. Yeah, that's bias. He had 4 meetings with him. If you have more than 2 meetings with somebody and you don't have a meeting with the other person and something bad happens, that's conspiracy. Yeah, you read it, it's conspiracy. Yeah, to make a fraudulent statement, yeah, do you know how long these are going to get? I've picked every law out. I've got solicitor firms online helping me that do not like you. People sending me cases of what yous have done to them every second. This is getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and yous ain't sorting it out. About go to a solicitor. I'm going to you. You've got a legal department. I pay you money. You get taxes. And I want my solicitor inside your department. That yous don't act for yourselves. You act for us. You're there for us. You work under a constitution. That solicitor firm is ours. That park is ours. The park don't belong to you. All of your employees, I've checked all of their names. They have offshore limited companies in their houses. All your employees, Kanichiwa, she's got a house in Winchmore House on the expenses on your company. She's renting that at flat number two, yeah? She's got, I know Lemmy had another company in his house, yeah? Tracy was his missus. I know where you all live. I've searched you all. I fucking know what I'm doing. I'm going to go to the press. Yeah, I'm going to get your accounts ripped apart. I'm going to get an investigation coming. I know where all the houses are. I know what you're all doing. Yeah? Well, stop playing about.
As I said, you need to... I've been told that because we're in litigation with you, you need to go direct with all your...
I'm making a complaint to you. You are taking my rent. The case is over. The ASBO is over.
Sorry, I'm gonna have to put the phone
Sally,
down.
Sally, the case is over.
Okay.
Yeah, this is going public, and you're going to look terrible for what you're doing.